The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Good evening. I'm Rebecca Goodion. Here's what's happening. As we continue to remember the heroes of 9/11, San Francisco leaders gather to honor veterans who served in the aftermath of the terrorist attacks. KCBS's Virginia Van Zant has more from the Presidio.
A performance of America the Beautiful by the San Francisco Symphony in the audience, local political leaders, first responders, and veterans.
Since 9/11, 4.4 million Americans have served in the U.S. Armed Forces. That's less than 1% of the country, and they've borne a disproportionate share of the military burden of the results of that day.
That's Gerard Chacroon, executive director of the Heart and Armor Foundation, which supports veteran health through medical research and connects them to civilians.
What veterans have been through is really central to our citizenship as Americans and as San Franciscans and as Californians. And the more that we can have deep and meaningful dialogue between civilian and veterans, the better off we are.
A long table is set up with pens and paper for attendees to write notes of appreciation to first responders and veterans. Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi spoke of the importance of continued medical help for those exposed to toxic dust, smoke, and chemicals while serving in the aftermath of 9/11.
The tragedy of it all continues. We're not finished with meeting our obligations and our needs to families who have since been diagnosed.
In San Francisco's Presidio, Virginia Van Zant, KCBS.
Some Bay Area volunteers are also marking the day by packing meals for hungry families. As KCBS's David Welch reports, it's part of what organizers call the largest annual day of service in U.S. history.
Nearly 700 volunteers are filling the Santa Clara County Fairgrounds Expo Center, bagging rice, lentils, vegetables, and spices. Each bag makes a meal, and the goal is more than 200,000 of them. Shobana Gubi with Second Harvest of Silicon Valley says the need keeps growing.
1 in 6 of our neighbors is struggling with food insecurity right now.
Families of 9/11 victims started this tradition as a way of working through grief. It's since gone nationwide. Here in San Jose, the crowd mixes community volunteers with teams from local companies, including Merrill Lynch. The firm lost colleagues in New York on 9/11, and market executive Jesse Sheely says those losses still feel personal.
We, as an organization, really want to give back and be able to honor their memory just like you would family members.
Gooby says a turnout like this sends a message.
Just proof that when we all come together, we can move mountains.
In San Jose, David Welch, KCBS.
Meanwhile, a Sonoma County civil jury has unanimously awarded a $13 million verdict in favor of seven women accusing former Windsor Mayor Dominic Fopoli of sexual assault. And as KCBS's Mike DeWald reports from Santa Rosa, that number will rise even higher.
Tears from family and supporters in the courtroom as the jury found former Windsor Mayor Dominic Fopoli liable in all seven cases and the Active 2030 Club negligent in one. The rulings ranging from $600,000 to upwards of $4 million. Attorney Tracy Carrillo represents the women. She sees it as justice.
Overcoming their trauma, their shame, their own guilt, everything that they had to overcome.
Four of the women appeared in court. Carrillo hopes the verdicts could lead more to come forward.
This is so validating to, I think, even women out there who weren't willing to come forward and be a part of a case, but to know, you know, maybe we are getting to the point where society is embracing survivors.
It doesn't mean the end of the legal saga. Attorney Andrew Waters represents Fopoli.
Mr. Fopoli's maintained his innocence from the beginning, and we're planning on taking this to the Court of Appeal to ensure that justice is served.
As for Fopoli, he believes the jury used him to send a message.
They're trying to crucify me for a cause that I'm not responsible for.
Court will resume next week to decide on punitive damages. In Santa Rosa, Mike DeWald, KCBS.
The city of Oakland is taking to the skies in an effort to tamp down on its persistent illegal dumping challenges. KCBS's Shannon Golden has details on the newly launched drone program from Fruitvale.
This is one of the spots that city data shows gets hit hardest, even though residents here report it the least. It's something local Rex is all too familiar with.
Mattresses, all those in dumps, you know, you're talking about furniture dumps. There's been a lot of that around. There are ways that it can be handled. I know the city is doing its best.
And the city is going high-tech in its latest effort, called AirBits, an AI-powered aerial imaging system that aims to spot illegal trash on streets and sidewalks, categorize it, and then automate 311 tickets so crews are sent out before anyone even calls it in.
I'm sure they would be interested in seeing how that would work, and they're probably using Oakland as a test case.
The city secured more than $9 million from a private foundation for this project and others back in June, and this gentleman says the proof will be in the pudding.
Similar things I think were done with shots ShotSpotter back in the day and Flock.
Just like with that software, critics have raised similar concerns about privacy and surveillance, but the city assures that the drones don't have facial recognition or license plate reader technology and won't be collecting personal information. In Fruitvale, Shannon Golden, KCBS.
Your Newswatch continues at 6:12 on KCBS. We take a closer look at the buried stories behind the nation's first permanent memorial honoring the heroes of the San Francisco-bound flight. KCBS's Matt Bigler remembers the 9/11 attacks from Union City.
The Flight 93 Memorial Park was dedicated in 2007. 40 granite stones with the names of the passengers and crew and mirrors reflecting the viewer.
And on the backside is an unfinished headstone of a life unfinished.
Union City Manager Joan Mallon says those brave souls saved countless lives when they fought back against the hijackers, ultimately crashing the SFO-bound plane in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, 25 years ago.
This is really an opportunity to showcase the memorial, and it's really going to attract, I think, people all over Alameda County.
Well, I think it's our job as the older generation with these kind of memorials and with these kind of ceremonies to remind them.
Michael Emerson is the memorial's co-designer.
I mean, I wasn't around during Pearl Harbor, but I sure know about Pearl Harbor. And I believe that, you know, 9/11 is also something that we should always remember.
In Union City, Matt Bigler, KCBS.
Meanwhile, it's expected to be a cooler and breezy weekend here in the Bay Area, but the winds aren't expected to rise to the level of a fire safety power shutoff. As KCBS's Megan Goldsby reports, that's not the case for a lot of California this weekend.
14,000 customers across 12 counties in Northern California could lose power, says Tamar Sarkeesian, who speaks for PG&E.
We are monitoring the weather very closely. We're looking at a potential high wind event combined with low humidity levels, temperatures, dry debris, all those factors that we look at when we're considering calling a PSPS.
Which is a public safety power shutoff, and that can prevent broken power poles from starting fires. They're looking at the Northern Sierra and the Sacramento region, though, so the good news for us.
This is not going to be affecting the Bay Area if it's called.
But the winds here still will be high, says Rachel Kennedy, meteorologist with the National Weather Service.
It is mitigated by the fact that it is onshore and not offshore, kind of Saturday into Sunday. But still, if you are going to do anything that involves fire, so barbecues, campfires, things like that, anything, just make sure you're watching it extremely carefully.
Megan Goldsby, KCBS.
After the attacks at the World Trade Center and the Pentagon, the hijacked United Airlines Flight 93 headed towards the U.S. Capitol before passengers and crew thwarted that plan. Then Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi was there that day.
We were in the Capitol having an appropriations meeting, and the TV was on. We saw a plane hit the building and thought an accident until we saw the second plane hit the second building and knew that America was under attack.
The 9/11 attacks have shaped U.S. foreign and domestic policy ever since. But Pelosi emphasizes the continued need to support those impacted. Well, did you watch the Niners season opener last night? And if you did you order a pizza to enjoy while you watched? Well, as KCBS's Megan Goldsby reports, it was a pretty busy night for San Francisco's pizzerias.
As I talked to Edward Tenorio, who manages North Beach Pizza on Grant and Union, their in-house delivery driver ran by us, too busy to stop for an interview.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Because he's busy.
Too busy.
Yeah.
Fair enough. These are among their busiest delivery days of the year.
Because, you know, it's chill for them to be at home. Yes, relax and watching the game at home is easy, but they have a lot of takeout order. We have a lot of takeout orders.
Especially when the game is after a work day like this one. He says they even have promotions to coincide with when the game is on TV, and they do have to bring in more staff.
Yeah, we have to do that. Yeah, yourself. I was really busy. And there's another one over here. Yeah, he's a technician here because, yeah, we need a lot of help.
In North Beach, Megan Goldsby, KCBS.
In our daily Ask an Expert segment this morning, we looked back on 9/11 here in San Francisco. Here's KCBS's Atta Shaheen.
KCBS insider Phil Matier, then a Chronicle reporter, was with Mayor Willie Brown in City Hall in the immediate aftermath.
We were sitting in his office and one of his chief of staff came in and delivered a message, if I recall correctly, that one of the planes was actually was supposed to be headed towards San Francisco.
He said after mobilizing all the departments, police, sheriff, fire, Mayor Brown started thinking, what are the potential targets here?
He didn't have any control over the Golden Gate Bridge, but he ordered the Bank of America closed and everybody out of it. The Transamerica Tour cleared out. He ordered City Hall cleared out, and he ordered all of the schools.
And with a police car in front of every one of them, and we let the public know, and particularly the parents of all the school kids, don't send your kid to school.
The mayor said after effectively shutting the town down, there was a quick switch with the push to make things seem normal, and that included a publicized shopping spree at Union Square in San Francisco. Atta Shaheen, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, play KCBS Radio.